Hello, everybody, and welcome into the Patriots Training Camp Recap Podcast for day 12 of Patriots Training Camp. I'm Alex Barth from 98.5 The Sports Hub, joined by Matt Dolliff from 98.5 The Sports Hub and 98.5thesportshub.com. This podcast, you know, we've been trying to keep it very day-to-day. That's my goal every episode. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Tonight, that's very much not going to be the case. We're going to briefly go over the in-stadium practice that happened earlier on Tuesday because it was pretty light work. And then we're going to kind of look ahead to Thursday's preseason game because this will be the last show before that game. So Matt, we'll bring you in now. A quick thought just on whatever, anything, if anything stood out to you on Tuesday.
Well, first of all, speaking of day-to-day, do you know what day it is, Barth? Because I feel like you haven't slept in a good 8 or 9 days.
So I totally forget what day of the week it is during training camp. It's kind of like draft season. But what I do is, because when I write the notebook, I use the day of the week as a descriptor. So I put a sticky note on my computer so I know what day of the week it is. Because otherwise, in one paragraph, I'll say it's Monday, and another, I'll say it's Friday, and another, I'll say it's Wednesday. But I have it in front of me right here. I know it's Tuesday. So
an observation. You should tattoo it on your chest like the guy in that movie Memento.
I think I've seen that one.
Permanently remembers.
Well, that only
a good one.
That only works one every 7 days, right?
Right. Yeah, that's so true.
An observation for you from today, which is Tuesday.
Indeed. Yeah. I mean, not much stood out in this practice. It was a light practice and a lot of walkthrough stuff, but it was a heavy Brian Hoyer night in terms of quarterbacks, which I guess isn't shocking, but I guess that's what we're going to get on Thursday night, is we're going to get a lot of Brian Hoyer. And maybe Cam Newton will start and get a series or two, and maybe Mac Jones will play some of the first half. But I feel like you're going to see a lot of Brian Hoyer and a lot of the reserves in that first preseason game, which I know is going to be disappointing for a lot of people. I know a lot of people want to see Mac Jones play every game, every snap right away, but that's not going to happen. It's going to be a lot of Hoyer and a lot of backups. And so I wouldn't get too amped up about this first preseason game, but we might see a little bit of Newton and Jones in the first half. So I guess that's something to look forward to.
So before we get into that, just a quick observation for me, not even necessarily from practice, but the Patriots signed safety Malik Gant, who was with them in 2019. He actually had a pretty good camp. He was a borderline roster guy, and then he got hurt. And I believe he's been out of football since rehabbing. It was a pretty serious injury, but I don't hate the signing. I don't know that he makes the team. You know, this is the first time we've seen him in 2 years. I think the preseason will go a long way for him, but he was a good player then. I think their depth at safety, well, it's not as much of a red flag as the depth at boundary corner. I do think they could serve to be a little deeper at safety. I only had four guys on my roster projection. One of those guys is Jalen Mills, who's kind of a hybrid corner. So, you know, he's somebody to watch. It'll be interesting. I don't know that I'd put him on the team right now, but I liked him. He kind of reminds me of Adrian Colbert a little bit, who I'm a big fan of, where he's a free safety, but he knows how to come up and stop the run and play physical, and he can hit. And those kind of guys are exciting. There's not a ton of them left in the NFL just because of the way the rules work now. Can't really play like that.
Brandon Kyle Duggar's close, but you know.
Right. You don't see Brandon Merriweather come in the league anymore. But,
exactly,
you know, I think Gant's kind of cut from that mold. So that's my quick observation on Tuesday's practice. That and Quinn Nordine went 4 for 4. Let's get into the preseason game. I want to kind of pick up where you left off there, Matt. We're in uncharted territory here. We used to know, it was pretty much, you know, common knowledge could be assumed how Bill Belichick was going to space out reps in the preseason, but that was with the 4-game schedule. Now down to 3, and obviously the quarterback situation was different then. We'll just start with week 1. So you seem to think that Cam and even Mac aren't going to get a ton of chances in this game.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get a ton of looks. I think maybe it's going to be a series or two with Cam Newton. And I think that was sort of reflected in the practice tonight, where Cam Newton didn't play that much, honestly. He got a lot of time just standing on the sideline watching. And it felt like it was going to be all the way to the end with a heavy dose of Brian Hoyer. And then all of a sudden, right at the end, they snuck in a little 2-minute drill, looked like, with Cam Newton out there. And they did a little bit with Mac Jones. And I think they did a 2-minute drill with Mac Jones. They did the whole thing where he had to run up and spike the ball as if it was the end of the half. So I don't know. Maybe I'm reading into it too much, but maybe that means we're going to see Mac Jones at least at the end of the first half, which to me says he's probably going to play a lot of the first quarter and the second quarter. So you know, that's something, I guess, to get excited about. I mean, who doesn't want to see Mac Jones in a real game at this point? You know, like, he's going to be in there eventually. But right. You know, I just think that's how it's going to play out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's got to be the highlight of Thursday night. I would say, just to play devil's advocate here, did Hoyer get a lot of reps because he's not going to play? Did Hoyer get a lot of reps because this was his chance? I think, because I, with all the new additions, I think Bill's actually going to want Cam to get some game reps with them. And this is based on just, like, a lot of
predicting. That seems like a scalding take to say that Brian Hoyer gets like 90 reps in a Tuesday night practice right before the game and then doesn't play. So I need you to expound upon that.
So yeah, a lot of predicting Belichick is context. And like I said before, there's not a ton of, there's no context for this. He's never had a 3-game preseason before, but
right.
Just gut feeling for me. Cam plays the first quarter. Mac Jones plays the second quarter in the first drive of the third. And then it's Hoyer from there on out. So that, I guess that would be a lot of Brian Hoyer, because he's getting the majority of the reps in that situation. But the quality reps, like, I think Mac Jones is going to get a number of quality reps. I think that you give Cam and the starters the first quarter, you let them get the rhythm. Mac Jones gets, he needs reps. Any rookie needs reps. So he gets a whole quarter. Yeah. He gets potentially a 2-minute drill, like you mentioned there at the end of the first half. And then he gets to experience the halftime turnover and come out and what it's like to make the halftime adjustments. Cause I think that's big too. I think that's something they want to work on with him. So he goes into the locker room, he makes the halftime adjustments, comes out for the third quarter, gets a drive or two to put them in place. And then it's Brian Hoyer for whatever it'll be, probably the final 8-10 minutes of the third. And then he takes us through the fourth. Unfortunately, Jake Dogal is cut. I was looking forward to seeing him, but that feels like the distribution for me. Maybe the better question, Matt, is, okay, so that's how we're going to divide the quarterbacks. Everybody else, the starting offensive line, Kendrick Bourne, Jacoby Myers, probably not Nelson Agholor. He's been limited in practice. I would think he's not going to play, but Jonnu Smith, Damian Harris, Sony Michel, do they come off when Cam comes off, or does Matt get some run with the presumptive starters as well? That might actually be the better question.
I think Mac has gotten a good amount of run with the starters lately. They've done a lot of team drills where they try Mac Cam with the starters and then Mac with the starters. They sort of either alternating them or, you know, giving Cam a series and then giving Mac a series. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mac Jones got a little run with the starters. And you said Jonnu Smith, that's a guy that I think they're going to have to ramp up a little bit, because he's probably going to have a little bit of an increased role with Hunter Henry out. I think he's probably going to have to be the lone inline tight end and 11 personnel, which I thought was going to be Hunter Henry going into the season. So they're probably going to have to work Jonnu Smith into that role. So they'll probably see a lot of him. And, you know, you don't want to get your rookie first round pick killed either, right? You don't want to be putting him out there with the second and third string offensive line for that much, for that long. So That's, I think, an idea of why you'll probably see a lot of Mac Jones with the starters in the first half anyway.
Well, I would say you don't want to get your $20 million tight end killed either. So
right, yeah.
They got to be careful with him. But you mentioned that, you know, without Hunter Henry, maybe we see more 11 personnel than we thought we would. That opens up a spot for an extra receiver. And boy, is there a receiver on this team that needs an extra spot, right? Is looking for that spot. And that's N'Keal Harry. He's played great. Can he fit on the roster? I wrote about it this morning, 98.5 by the time this releases. So the post will be up. It's written. It will be up Wednesday morning, 98.5 The Sports Hub, about kind of the intricacies of the Patriots roster bubble. N'Keal Harry's a guy who's right there. He's had a couple of strong practices. What are you expecting from him tomorrow night? Thursday night. Again, here we go with the days of the week.
I know. Seriously. Yeah. That's fine. I don't know what day it is anyway. I expect him to take a deep shove in N'Keal Harry, and hopefully he makes the play. You know what I mean? Because I don't think they're going to be feeding in the ball or anything like that. I think they're going to keep it simple, which I know they've done a lot of that in practice. You know, they take deep shots down the field, but it's been a lot of short passes. It's been a lot of simple short passes over the middle, sometimes to the running back. Sometimes it's a little dump off to the tight ends. I think we're going to see a lot of that. I think they just want to, you know, get into a little rhythm, get them to gel a little bit. I don't think we're going to see too much complexity anyway. But I am interested to see the three wide receiver sets because of Jonnu Smith being in there and because of how the receivers are going to be configured. I think they're going to mix it up a little bit. I think Christian Wilkerson's at least earned an opportunity to show what he can do in those situations. So I think we'll see a little of him. And N'Keal, I want him to make the play. I want him to succeed. You know, I don't want him to suck. I don't want anyone to suck. And he's had a pretty good camp. It's just, he's really only stood out when he's made those one-on-one plays. So I'm interested to see how he does in a real game with a cornerback that's on him and trying to make a play, and he's trying to fit through traffic, and the quarterback's trying to throw in a tight window. Can he come up with the ball in that situation? I think that's what we really need to look for with him.
It's funny. You're the second person to come on this podcast and mention the N'Keal Harry one-on-one success, and that's where it's been. I think it was Jeff Howe, yeah, who said something similar. And there was something else you said in there
that's
as well.
That's good company to keep. I like that.
There you go. Tip your cap to that. There's something else you said there as well about, you know, N'Keal Harry and the deep ball. To me, it's as much about the Patriots and Josh McDaniels as it is N'Keal Harry. I think his trainer was pretty extreme with the, or not trainer,
his agent,
yes, was pretty extreme. I need this day off.
Trainer
tomorrow.
Would have some balls on him if he was the one that requested the trade. Jeez,
I think his agent was pretty extreme in what he said, but I don't think he was totally wrong. I think there is something to be said for N'Keal Harry's struggles being tied to the way the Patriots have used him as opposed to his own ability. So, you know, it's a preseason game. You're not going to see the real week one playbook, but I want to see how they use N'Keal Harry. Are they done trying to turn him into a ballerina? Are they done trying to turn him into this technician footwork wide receiver? And can they just let him go up and physically win a fight for the football? They've let him do that, I think, three times since they drafted him. It's the Halley's Comet of the Patriots offense, using N'Keal Harry and letting him play to his strengths. Preseason game maybe isn't the best indicator of that, but it will be the best indicator we've had so far. So I think with N'Keal Harry going into it, just to kind of wrap this up, it's as much about what they have him doing as how he does. I think that those two things are equally important. Defensive side of the ball, I don't think we're going to see Christian Barmore. He's missed three of the last four practices now, or three of the last five. Yeah. It sucks because I don't know that there's anybody I was more excited to see than that guy. But with Barmore out, who are you looking forward to getting a look at?
Oh, I want to see how Matt Judon looks in a real game. And I was excited to hear him talk after practice tonight, actually, where he said, like, you know, you guys are all going to be in attendance, and I don't want you to couch your comments, well, it's just the preseason. I want you to actually evaluate me with how I'm actually playing out there. So that tells me that he's going to treat this like it's real, actual football. And the thing that we have to remember is there was no preseason last year. So these guys are probably itching to get their first taste of real football, especially like in an arena with actual fans. So, I mean, I'm excited to see how Matt Judon looks. I think he's going to have a really good year. He's had a really strong camp. And so that's the guy I want to keep an eye on. Josh Uche is another one that's really stood out in practice, in those one-on-one drills, his speed. Seems like he's the fastest player on the field, on the defense anyway. So that's a guy I definitely want to look out for. And Adrian Phillips is a guy we keep bringing up. He's had a strong camp. Is it going to translate to an actual game against an opponent rather than his own teammates? So those are the guys we really got to look for. Those are the guys that I think are going to be, you know, if not the keys, three of the main keys to the defense being improved this year.
So I'm looking at the secondary, but the depth. And this is something I've talked about since camp started. I think it's something I've talked about since the draft. What are they doing at boundary corner beyond Stephon Gilmore and J.C. Jackson? And Jalen Mills has had that role quite a bit. I don't know that it's necessarily the best role for him full time, but he talked after practice tonight, said if that's what they want him to do, that's what he's going to do. Michael Jackson has actually, I think, put together three good practices here. He has five pass breakups over the past three. He hasn't been perfect. He got beat once tonight, but he's, you know, if there's a time to start building momentum, this is it. Heading into the first preseason game, can he keep that going? And then will Juwan Williams wake up? I think he's a better player than we've seen, but it hasn't been there. We haven't seen it from him, and there's always the external options, but you can't rely on that. Somebody has to play that job. They have to have a third boundary corner, especially without Stephon Gilmore. They're not just going to send 10 guys out there. Somebody has to play that role. Somebody has to win it. It feels a bit like a war of attrition right now, but you know, again, it's going to be somebody. And the preseason and then the joint practices we have coming up next week, I think will tell us who that is. But I don't know that there's a spot on the roster that's more wide open than that third outside cornerback spot. And normally at this point, you know, jobs being decided by the first preseason game doesn't always happen, but you have a leader in the clubhouse by this point normally. And I don't know that, again, Michael Jackson's had three okay days. I think they probably feel better than they are just because of the vacuum that position has been. So it really feels tough to say like, oh yeah, I feel good about so-and-so heading into this game, that he can build on what he's done.
Yeah, I mean, Jawan Williams, he's getting all the opportunities in the world in practice out there, and it just feels like he's not making plays against anybody. And he's going up against all the receivers. He's mainly been the number two outside corner, I think, right? So he's got a lot to prove. And I mean, I'd be surprised if he really just stepped up and started making plays. And I don't know, maybe he's a game time player and he's not a practice player or something. But you know, that's a guy who's really on the bubble, I think. And that's a good question. I think Michael Jackson's probably in the lead right now for that second outside corner job. I think they're giving Jawan Williams an extended look because of the pedigree. He's a second round pick. He's the biggest guy they have. So, I mean, they got to try him somewhere. I just don't know that he's done enough. So yeah, that is the most interesting roster battle to watch for, especially as long as Gilmore's out. I mean, it feels like we might be without Gilmore for some of the season. We talked about that last time we did this podcast. So
right.
That's going to be interesting. And just to circle back to Barmore real quick before we wrap up, what stood out to me is, like, we all know the explosiveness. Everyone's talking about the athleticism, and that's there. You know, in these one-on-one drills, when he's gotten leverage on a guy, he's bullied people. And he's looked really good in that regard. But there's been other times where he's been pancaked. He's been knocked on his ass. He's been, you know, just shoved around a little bit. And I think he just has a little technique stuff to work on right now, and I think that's what's going to hold him back. I think it's going to take some time for him to actually get in there for Bill to trust him. So I don't know how much we're going to see, even if he were healthy. I don't know how much we're going to see of him, like, even in the preseason. Maybe late in the preseason when all the backups are playing, we'll get to see a little of him, but who knows? You can't really read much into that.
Right, and again, it all comes down to health too. The longer he's out, the longer it's going to take him, like you said, to refine those skills. Real quick here before we wrap it up, because these fly by, is there any player you have a thought on heading into this game that we didn't get to touch on?
Kendrick Bourne is a guy I want to see hold on to the ball. He's been a guy that I think there's been guys that have drops. You know, Christian Wilkerson's had his share of drops lately, but he's not a guy that I'm even expecting to make the team. Kendrick Bourne's going to make the team, and he has a chance to be a top two receiver, most likely a third receiver. But he's had a lot of passes just clang off his hands lately, and he's made other plays out there. But you know, he's got to be more consistent. So I want to see how he looks when he gets the ball thrown his way in a real game. I want him to be able to prove that he can move the sticks like we're hoping to see. So that's a guy I'm going to keep my eye on Thursday.
I'll go with Harvey Longy. I think that with Raekwon McMillan's torn ACL, Terrez Hall still on PUP. There's a role to be won there as that third middle linebacker. And
yeah, there's an opportunity.
And he should get a ton of time on the field, I would think, on Thursday night. So he's somebody, he flashed a little bit early in practice, like the first 2-3 days. He hasn't shown up as much since. Not that he's been bad. He just hasn't stood out. But here's a chance where he's going to be in the middle of the defense in quality reps. I think he'll probably play about a half at least. So I want to see what he can do. I think he has a chance to be one of the guys we're talking about. You know, when we come back on Friday and say, okay, who kind of stepped up and made a move towards the roster, he has an opportunity to put himself on that list. Whether he does it or not, well, that's why we play the game, to find out. But he should have plenty of opportunity. So, again, this is the final podcast before the preseason opener Thursday night. You can listen to the game on 98.5 The Sports Hub, and we will have you completely covered pregame, postgame, 98.5thesportshub.com, myself and Matt Dolliff, who joined us tonight. And you can follow him on Twitter at Matt Dolliff. Matt, again, thanks for joining. And I'm looking forward to some game coverage finally.
Thanks, Barth. Get some sleep tonight, please. I'm begging you.
I will try. Thanks for listening, everybody.